This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated that the government is continuously making efforts to ease the situation in Manipur. Replying to the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament in Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister underlined that the central and the state governments are in discussion with all the stakeholders to ensure peace and cordiality in Manipur. He highlighted that the Home Minister himself led the efforts of peace from the front by being in Manipur. He further added that even the senior officials were pressed into the task of finding solutions to the problems and ensuring peace. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that we must acknowledge the fact that the incidents of violence in Manipur are on a continuous downward trajectory. He informed the House that today, schools, colleges, offices and other institutions are functioning normally in Manipur. During his reply in the Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister also expressed concern about the difficult flood situation in Manipur currently. He informed that two companies of NDRF are deployed for the flood relief work and the central government is closely working with the state government in relief efforts. Prime Minister Modi today hit out at the Congress, calling them the biggest opponent of the Constitution. He alleged that Congress mindset is to oppose SCs, STs and OBCs. He also accused the main opposition party of insulting former President Ramnath Kovind, adding that it left no stone unturned to also insult President Draupadi Murmu. Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is not only a compilation of articles, but its spirits and words are valuable for the government. He said that the Constitution is a lighthouse to give direction to the government. On the vision of the NDA government during its third term, Mr. Modi said that the fight against poverty will be the key agenda of the government and the country will emerge victorious against poverty. Mr. Modi said pace, depth and extension of the welfare schemes will be the top priorities of the government. He highlighted that the government is committed to make the country the third largest economy of the world in its third term. He said the country will witness massive change in the public transport system in the next 5 years. When the Prime Minister was making the statement, the opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party, RJD, Left and others created a ruckus and came into the well. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar asked them to take back their seats. Later, the opposition parties walked out from the House. On the opposition's walkout, the Prime Minister said the opposition does not have courage to listen to the answers of those queries raised by them. The House paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in the tragic incident in Hathras, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said loss of lives and injury in this tragic incident is painful and unfortunate. Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge suggested that law should be made to stop such kind of incidents. The Rajya Sabha was today adjourned sine die after the upper house adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath met the injured victims of the stampede incident at Hathras Government Hospital today and held a review meeting with the ministers and chief secretary. The CM also visited the site of the incident. A total of 121 people have lost their lives and 31 were injured in the stampede that took place at a satsang of a religious leader in Pulrai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil. Out of the 121 deceased, 6 were from other states, Haryana, MP and Rajasthan. The Chief Minister said that the state government has formed an SIT led by ADG Agra. It has submitted a preliminary report. In view of some reported cases of Zika virus from Maharashtra, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has issued an advisory to the states highlighting the need for maintaining a state of constant vigil over the Zika virus situation in the country. In Wimbledon Open Tennis today, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on Giovanni Mattesci Pericard and Adrian Mannarino of France in the men's doubles first round. Earlier, the men's doubles match between Indo-Serbian pair of Sumit Nagal and Dusan Lajovic and Petro Martinez and Munar was suspended due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.